This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian Health Ministry has accused Israel forces of launching an attack near an aid distribution point in war-racked northern Gaza, killing 20 people and wounding 155 others. Details from AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
The Israeli military says the reports are false, adding it was assessing the violence that occurred late on Thursday. With the thoroughness that it deserves, the international community has been pushing for more aid to enter Gaza, frustrated with the growing humanitarian crisis and with Israel's restrictions that have prevented more aid getting in by land. Australia announced early on Friday it would resume funding to the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians and pledged additional money to UNICEF to provide urgent services in Gaza. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Australia is being criticized for canceling the visas of several Palestinians fleeing the conflict with Israel and Gaza. One political party says the move shows a lack of humanity. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Campaigners for refugees and migrants say several Palestinians have had their Australian visas abruptly cancelled by the Canberra government in recent days. A cancellation notification obtained by local media asserted a particular applicant had never intended to genuinely stay temporarily in Australia. Australia's left-leaning Labor government has defended its actions, insisting they were based on ongoing security checks. But Adam Bandt, the leader of the Australian Greens Party, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Friday that visa applicants are being treated unfairly. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and G7 allies are warning Iran to back off a deal to provide Russian ballistic missiles for U.S. and Ukraine or face new sanctions. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The Biden administration's been warning of the possibility for months.
The United States is concerned that Russian negotiations to acquire close-range ballistic missiles from Iran are actively advancing.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said in January if a deal went through, the response would be severe. Today, with U.S. officials worried a deal is imminent, the U.S. and G7 allies say they will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward. Major Western economies already impose extensive sanctions on Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian regional governor says two people have been killed in Ukrainian shelling of the city of Belgorod, close to the border with Ukraine. Three others were wounded. Also on Saturday, a Ukrainian drone attack caused a fire at an oil refinery belonging to Russian oil giant Rosneft in the Samara region. That's according to the regional governor. He added that an attack on another refinery was thwarted. No casualties were reported. The attacks come a day after Russian assault on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa killed at least 20 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised a just response to the attack. UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, warned Friday of a potential catastrophic loss of lives in Sudan as the civil war worsens and hunger. And they've called for a massive mobilization of resources. Details from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces has been fighting Sudan's army for control of the country in a war that has killed thousands and sparked warnings of famine. Jill Lawler is the chief of field operations and emergency for UNICEF in Sudan.
From the international community, we need a massive mobilization of resources by the end of March so that humanitarian partners can get the supplies and capacity on the ground in time to limit the impending humanitarian catastrophe that we're seeing.
UNICEF previously warned that up to 3.7 million children are projected to be acutely malnourished this year in Sudan, including 730,000 who need life-saving treatment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Caribbean officials say that a plan to create a transitional presidential council is moving forward after a majority of Haitian parties and coalitions submitted the names of those charged with finding new leaders for the country. Officials said Thursday that the names were provided to a regional trade bloc known as the CARICOM that is helping lead the transition. The names were submitted a day after Haitian politicians and influential figures bickered publicly about it. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.